What I intend to tell you tonight is something that you have never been able to learn from any other source. And what I tell you now concerns not only you, but your children and the survival of this country and Christianity. I'm not here just to dish up a few facts to send up your blood pressure, but I'm here to tell you things that will help you preserve what you consider the most sacred thing in the world, the liberty and the freedom and the right to live as Christians, where you have a little dignity and a little right to pursue the things that your conscience tells you are the right thing as Christians. Now, first of all, I'd like to tell you that on August 25th, 1960, that was shortly before election, Senator Kennedy, who is now the President of the United States, went to New York and delivered an address to the Zionist Organization of America. In that address, to reduce it to its briefest form, he stated that he would use the armed forces of the United States to preserve the existence of the regime set up in Palestine by the Zionists, who are now in occupation of that area. And what is the reason? The reason is that here in the United States, the Zionists and their co-religionists have complete control of our government. For many reasons, too many and too complex to go in here. At this time, I'll be glad to answer questions, however, to support that statement. The Zionists and their co-religionists rule this United States as though they were the absolute monarch of this country. Now you say, well, that's a very broad statement to make, but let me show what happened while you were... I don't want to wear that out. Let me show you what happened while we were all asleep. I'm including myself with you. We were all asleep. What happened?